I suppose the big question in the West, and indeed everywhere really, is has Galway made up the gap from last year? What, 15, 16 points between the sides when they met in the Connacht Championship in the quarter final?
I don't think they've made up the gap. No, I don't think it's possible to make up a 17 point gap in the matter of 12 months, to be honest with you, Tom. And I mean, when you consider Galway were lucky now to stay in the second division on results on the last day of the league, actually, and they only, you know, to stay in the second division, and they only did it on points difference. So even though they won their last day out against Sligo and won it fairly convincingly, I don't think that the young lads on that team have made up the gap yet. They will make it up in time, Tom. Mm. But they have about 11 of the panel, I think, that was there in 2013 with under 21s. But these guys are only evolving, developing, but still short of the physical conditioning and maybe just a whole experience of senior football to actually make up that gap tomorrow.
Yeah. And what of Mayo? What's the mood in the county?
It's a little bit mixed. Like, they're optimistic about winning the game, Tom, but there's a wee bit of this concern about the lack of energy and the lack of, you know, the presence of a certain lethargy in games to date. Like, the day out against Roscommon, there was, it was a less than convincing performance. Like, a 4 points tally in the first half was a small, a very, very, very low return in an inter-county game. A lot of the players looked tired. Wee bit like the tiredness maybe that was present with Donegal last year. But when Andy Moore came in the second half, he turned the game around and brought a lot of guys into games, and actually managed to, get Mayo out on the right side of the scoreline. But the mood is optimistic about winning, but what the public would love to see tomorrow is more energy, more intensity, and I suppose more fluency in the displays than we've seen recently.
Yeah, you mentioned Andy Moran there. Alan Dillon is another of the changes as well. Barry Moran's in, and Chris Barrett. Four changes from Roscommon.
Four changes, like Chris Barrett and Barry Moran were parts of the under 21 team in 2006 that won in All Ireland. Chris Barrett was, a very good cornerback. He's in because of Tom Kniff's injury. Barry Moran, I gather, had an outstanding game last weekend, the A versus B. His last start for Mayo was against Kildare, I think, in 2013 in the league in March of 2013. Now, he did come on in last year's All-Ireland for a while. But, he has been plagued with injuries, but there is no doubt about it. He has great ball-winning ability, and in a pitch like McHale Park that is tight, that is a big issue to actually, or a big advantage to have on your side, are good ball winners around the middle. And Alan Dillon's experience and guile up front, I think, is important. He has been played with groin injuries up to now, and if he can get a good game out of himself, he's potentially a match winner in his day.
Yeah, and looking at Galway, what do you make of their selection? You know, I think there's only, what, maybe five or six, or maybe seven at most, survivors from the team that started last year. I know a few guys came on, like Gary O'Donnell and Shane Walsh, but quite a few changes.
They have quite a few changes, but I would be impressed. Paul Conroy is a superb footballer, Tom. And a superb footballer. He is, to my mind, as good a forward as there is in Connacht at the moment. Just the support cast around him hasn't been maybe to the standard that would have brought more out in him. Joss Moore in the back line is a big returnee for them as well. He's a solid, very, very good cornerback. And there's no doubt about it, that's going to strengthen Galway. At midfield, Fionnuala O'Curran and Tomás Flynn are, part of the under 21 winning sides of the last number of years. They were central to that, and they have a very exciting centre forward in Shane Walsh. He has wonderful potential. He not only can he score, he can bring others into play, and he can cause trouble for the Mayo backline if Galway get a grip at midfield. But it's a big if. I still think that triumvirate that Mayo have around there of Barry Moore and the O'Shea brothers will have enough physicality and ball-winning ability to actually get a sufficient supply through to their inside line.
And what do you make of the Mayo selection? As we said, just the one change to our Tom Kniff is the absentee, and obviously Andy Moore and Alan Dillon really put up their hand the last day. They were probably always going to be included.
Well, they were always going to be included. Like, Tom Kniff has an Achilles tendon problem, is something, one of these lingering injuries that can be hard to get rid of. But he's, you know, Chris Barrett is not going to diminish the quality of the back line in anything by coming in. He's a very good player, actually. Very good footballer, a good man marker. And he will have a big job on his hands to curb the wiles of a fellow called Danny Cummins. Now, Cummins, I think, got 4 points against Sligo the last day out. But he's one of those little all-dancing kind of corner forwards that if he can get space, he can cause damage. So Barrett will have his hands full there, but he's well capable of fulfilling the task given to him. But, you know, the other guys you said at midfield, Barry Moore is in there deservedly on, believe, performances in training. And I just think overall the Mayo team has that experience look about it. It has, you know, has been well tested over the last number of years. What, you know, they need to be seen to do is to play with greater fluency than they have in the games against Derry in the National League. Like, when I say games against Derry, these were their last games, Tom. Mm. And the league semi-final against Derry, and the games were as common. There was something missing in those games that people, our Mayo players themselves, would like to see return on Sunday.
Yeah, and I was talking to my old man during the week, and he was maybe hoping or expecting maybe to see Gavin Duffy. No sign of him?
I don't think so. I know. I mean, to be honest about it, Tom, I don't think he can go away from his code for 15 years. As he has been. He's been away from Gaelic codes for quite a while now. Maybe 15 is overstating it. But he's been away from the Gaelic football code for quite a long time. And to expect him to make up the skill deficit in a short period of time, I think is asking an awful lot. Now, he's been going well in training, and I believe the lads within the panel are thrilled to have him in there because, you know, there's an awful lot to learn from a professional athlete, from a professional player, even though he plays in another code. And I think the boys have learned an awful lot by way of preparation, by way of nutrition, by way of just how pros go about their game. And he has been a very positive influence in that respect.
Anyway, you're quietly confident of the Mayo, four in a row.
I would say Mayo will win a four in a row, Tom. They're good enough to do it. It won't be anything like the cakewalk that they had last year, but they're still, I think, that bit ahead of Galway, and it would be regarded as a huge shock if they don't win it.